Well, good evening. Welcome to Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO. This is Idaho's Talk Station, and guess what? It's time for the CapEd Business Hour. It's my favorite show of the week. Well, because one is I don't have to talk finances or any inkling of any kind of politics. I talk about the thing I'm really passionate about, which is opportunity in business. Now, Idaho has some great businesses, and there are a lot of entrepreneurs that run around here in Boise, Meridian, Nampa, Caldwell, but a lot of times we don't hear their stories unless we can extract that from them. A lot of these people are just really into their businesses, and nobody's going to get their story unless somebody asks the questions. Well, that's my job here on the program on these evenings, CapEd Business Hour. It's brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. Love those folks. They're great people. It's an excellent financial institution, and it's got 10 locations here in the Treasure Valley, so they're there to serve you. I'll tell you more about CapEd here shortly, but let me say this about the Business Hour. At no time has any business ever paid me to be here. It's not an infomercial. It's not any kind of a commercial whatsoever. It's by invite. It's by referral. I had a friend that referred this gentleman who would be joining me here on the program here this evening to me. And it's funny because it's a business I've known about for some time. I just haven't asked him to come on the program yet. Well, finally, he's here and he's going to tell his story. He didn't pay a nickel. You're just going to hear the story. Brandon Payne, who owns Bronco Elite. That is a gymnastics facility. You teach gymnastics starting at little guys, right, Brandon?
Right. Beginning at about 15 months.
About 15 months? They're just barely walking. And their net, what do you get them to walk faster? It's balance and things like that. Tumbling.
Basic locomotor movements and balance, increased flexibility,
yep.
Hand-eye coordination. There's been a lot of statistics that have shown that the hand-eye coordination that goes along with gymnastics actually increases their ability to read.
Really? You know, it doesn't surprise me to hear that it would affect them all their lives. I've known people that were in gymnastics when they were young, and it seems to me that as long as they did enough of it, they have this connection to their own body and their movement that you won't see of a person that didn't have gymnastics unless they have some insane athletic ability. Do you notice that?
Absolutely. It's often referred to as the core sport.
Yep, there you go. The core sport. What does that mean to you?
To me, it means that gymnasts have to have ownership of their own bodies and their own movements, and that ownership can be applied to many other sports. So if, when a young athlete, you know, in grade school does gymnastics, they can eventually go on to do any sport and probably excel at that sport greater than they would have if they hadn't done gymnastics
right
previously.
My son's a competitive snow skier. He's a racer, and I've been bugging him for 10 years at least. He's 13. I really have been bugging that kid for a long time. And my wife saying we need to get him into gymnastics, tumbling. He'll have a connection to his body that other kids won't. I've always noticed that. And he did. He took tumbling for a short time, and he'd go. And I think it's because he's a very shy kid, and he didn't know other kids. And he's not the type of kid that's going to make friends really quickly with other kids. He's just not that kid. And so he didn't keep doing it. But it is something that I think that had he continued to do it, well, I mean, it's also where we got Speedy Peterson from, right? I mean, that's where he came from.
Absolutely.
And he got into aerial ski jumping and all that stuff. He had a connection, what they call proprioception.
Yeah, proprioception.
What is that?
That's basically your body's feedback system. It tells you where your hand is or how open a certain joint is, if your elbow is really flexed or really extended. It's kind of your spatial sense.
That's it. It's that spatial sense. And some people have a better natural ability to it, but it's also something you can develop. You can actually, it's like a seed. You can plant it and grow it, right?
Absolutely. And as kids grow, their proprioception needs to be rechecked and rebalanced because their proprioceptors get thrown off as their limbs get longer.
Okay.
And their body weight increases and their height increases. And so those are things that have to be learned and relearned all the time. And so it becomes problematic, and especially in the sport of gymnastics, but every sport, every time there's a large growth spurt and they grow very rapidly, sometimes you'll see a decrease in their sports performance.
Right. So, I mean, as people are watching the Olympics and you see these gals that are on the balance beam and you wonder how they can take their eyes off the beam for a moment but still land their feet on that after maybe doing some crazy maneuver on it, that is part of that proprioception. They know where their body is at that moment, and they know, you know, when their feet are coming around, where they're headed, and they can stick them onto the beam most of the time. And that takes development, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about what Bronco Elite Gymnastics is here in town. What's your elevator story on that?
Well, Bronco Elite Gymnastics is primarily a gymnastics facility, but we also provide after-school programs, summer camps, birthday parties. In the past, when we've had another facility, we also invited similar businesses into our community that were providing other educational opportunities for children and adults. And for us, we just want to reach out and give as many children the opportunity to do gymnastics as possible.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing it?
I've been coaching approximately 23 years now.
23 years? You're older than you look, I could tell you that. So you already told me about how old you are. I actually know. You've been doing this for a long 23 years. So you've been with kids, teaching them from basic skills all the way up to what level?
All the way up to level 10.
Which is what?
Which is equivalent to...
Because I'm level 11. I'm kidding. Level 10. Okay, got it.
Well, level 11 would be more like elite athletes, you know,
got
competing
it.
For worlds.
Yeah, level 11 was a reference of a movie done in the 80s, which was... I can't even remember the name of it right now, but I'll remember it here shortly. But go ahead. Level 10 is what? Competitive?
It's the Junior Olympic program, so there's levels 1 through 10.
Okay.
And then level 10 would be, you know... somewhat equivalent to a collegiate level athlete. And you'll see a level 10 athlete compete a lot of the elements that you see Olympic athletes compete, but the Olympic athletes obviously perform more of them and compete them at a higher quality level. Mm-hmm. And they also do a few tricks that are really, really difficult that you won't see level 10 athletes do.
Okay.
But then after level 10 is the elite program, which some would call level 11.
Right. Okay. And you teach all the way up to 10?
I do.
At Bronco Elite?
I do.
How many different coaches are there?
We have about 26 employees, and majority of those employees coach or teach gymnastics.
How many employees?
26.
Wow. Full-time?
No.
Okay.
Primarily part-time.
Okay. And are these high school students and college students with a part-time job type thing? Is that what you're attracting as coaches?
Most of them are college students or recent college graduates.
Okay.
And then every once in a while, we're lucky enough to land somebody who wants to do it as a lifetime career.
Yeah. And do you have a few of those?
We do.
Yeah, you do. Are you still coaching?
Yes.
And which group do you coach primarily?
I coach primarily the level 8s, 9s, and 10s.
Okay. So those upper levels.
Right.
More advanced things and...
Right.
I mean, how old is that person that's in level 8? Just curious.
It varies. Gymnastics is strictly based on level and not necessarily age.
So this is like a belt system in martial arts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
USA Gymnastics, which is the governing body of gymnastics, sets minimum age requirements for each level to help ensure the safety of the athlete.
Okay.
To keep coaches from pushing them too early, too fast. Just like the Olympic age was raised from 14 to 16.
Okay.
A few Olympic cycles ago.
The belting system, I guess, is what you're saying, or the leveling up system.
Yeah.
And so there's certain benchmarks that they have to hit to be able to level up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd say our range for levels 8 through 10 right now is 11 to 18.
Okay. From 11 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And how many kids do you have at those higher levels? I mean, in fact, in ski racing, I'll say it this way. In ski racing, we have probably 200 kids that are under the age of 10 that they're just kind of trying it out. The ones that actually make it over, that stick with it up between ages probably 11 to 16, we're probably down to 20 kids.
That's about where we're at. I'd say we've got about 20 kids in the upper levels.
Okay.
And, yeah, you see that type of attrition as time goes on.
Yeah, and I know one of them. I think she's 16.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe she's...
Yeah, I'll just say her first name, Reba. I think she's like 16, and great kid, awesome kid. Or maybe she's 15. Actually, I think she's 15. She's been doing it for how long?
I think she's been doing it for 10 or more years.
Yeah. And it's very intense. I mean, what's the day in the life of somebody that is now 15 years old and has chosen that this is something that they like to do? How much are they seeing your place and how much are they working out?
those athletes are probably dedicating between 16 and 25 hours a week during the school year and then 20 to 30 hours a week during the summer.
Are they 12 months a year working out?
12 months a year.
12 months a year. So there's no break.
Just a couple family vacations here and there and a couple mandatory days off after big competitions.
I'm surprised the burnout rate's not higher then, where the kids just finally give up.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, right? Like in ski racing, at least the kids get, they get a winter and then they have a summer. And so in really spring and fall, they're not skiing either. And so it's very seasonal. So it's intense during the season, but your kids, they don't have a, there's no season. It's 12 months.
Right.
Yeah. I want to talk about that when we talk about kind of how you grow the program. How many kids are in this program? You got 26 employees there. There's a lot of stress on you. I mean, that's a lot to carry. Plus, you were forced to move here recently. Brandon Payne joining me here on the program. Bronco Elite is the name of the company. It's BroncoElite.com. It's a gymnastics company. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580KIDO. This is the CapEd Business Hour. We're back. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580KIDO. It's the CapEd Business Hour. You know you can visit us online at idahosmoneyshow.com. Pick up archives of the program. If you want to hear all of this program or download it or share it with a friend, you can do so. Again, it's idahosmoneyshow.com. I'm not collecting any information. I just want you to have the program. It's all about the entertainment and, of course, learning the local businesses that we do business with here in the Valley, and just knowing who's part of this whole Treasure Valley. I love it in Idaho. Well, Brandon Payne joining me here on the program. Again, Brandon Payne. He's the owner of Bronco Elite. It's BroncoElite.com, gymnastics. You've got a fairly large facility, don't you?
Yes, it's about 20,000 square feet.
20,000. Where is this?
It's located on Chinden and 48th, about a half a block off of Chinden behind Art Sign Design.
Okay, and what was that building prior to you moving into it?
It was Bentley Doors.
Okay, so a door manufacturing company?
Correct.
Yeah, did you guys have some customizing to do inside that building?
Yes, quite a bit.
Quite a bit? And it was a long-term lease?
It's currently a lease to own.
A lease to own? Oh, so you'll eventually own the building, huh?
Correct.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you couldn't be in a much better place. I would think that that's a very reachable place for people that live in Eagle and any part of Boise to be able to get there, right?
Yes, very central.
Is that a better location for you than where you were?
I believe so. I think aesthetically it's not quite as attractive as being on the river and on River Street and in the Forest River Business Park.
Right.
But it is a very central location, easily accessible from the Connector and Chinden and State.
Right. So, but by the way, so you mentioned being over by the river. It was Mike Francis with Payette Brewing that is now in your old building. And so they built that into the new Payette Brewing facility, which I toured here about a month ago. They did an amazing job with it, but he was explaining it to me as it used to be an athletic facility. Well, turns out it was Bronco Elite.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you kind of have to be forced out of there? I mean, did you have to go out of there?
You know, the owners leased to us for almost 20 years, and they took really good care of us. And they let us know that the building was going to be put up for sale, so we had plenty of time to find another location. They also were kind enough to reduce our rent so we could pocket a little money to make a transition.
Right.
They were awesome. And then, Payette Brewing took it over, and we moved to Chinden.
Yeah, okay. But then your cost probably went up quite a bit too, right?
Yes, rent went up, and plus we had to do a bunch of tenant improvements on the building.
Right.
And we had to take out a construction loan for that.
Oh, you did?
Absolutely.
So your business had to grow up quite a bit, huh? And you own the business solely?
I do.
Yeah? No partners?
Well, my parents own 18%.
Okay, got it. Do they have any input on that?
I just share the...
Some of the revenue?
Well...
or the responsibility?
The brainstorming.
Yeah.
I run everything past them and ask them what they think, but, they just say, hey, your fingers are in it. Do what you think is best.
Right. Do you have kids? Of your own?
I don't.
No?
My girlfriend has two kids, and I spend a lot of time with them.
Okay. Are they young?
They are. They're 4 and 6.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you're raising some young children is what you're right in the middle of. But you're also hanging out with other people's kids, and you've got 26 employees. You've got 20,000 square feet of a building. You've got – that's a big responsibility. You ever feel a little bit overwhelmed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, today I did, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to plunge a toilet, and every time I plunge a toilet, I think to myself, I'm a business owner and I'm plunging my own toilet.
Yeah. Right.
But I guess at least I'm willing to do the work, right?
Do you have people that are working full time over there?
I have a couple employees that are working full time.
What are the hours? I mean, what does this day look like?
Well, in the summertime, we open at 8 a.m. and we'll stay open until the last recreational class ends, which could be 7:30 p.m. at night. And so, you know, we'll have a couple shifts of employees come and go through that day.
Yeah.
But then during the school year, it's a little more consistent. We have a couple morning classes, but then the bulk of our athletes come in after school.
What's inside your facility? I mean, describe it. You walk in there, what do you see?
You walk inside, we've got, you know, a pretty nice lobby area and some bathrooms, and then you go down a corridor, and it opens up into our primary gymnastics facility, which is about 12,000 square feet.
Okay, it's big.
It's big.
It's all padded?
It's all padded.
That was not cheap, was
it? Lots of equipment. Definitely not cheap. And then you'll see, you know, a lot of the renovations that we made to the building, including about an $80,000 in-ground pit and trampoline system.
Really?
Which was very
you had
expensive.
To dig that?
We had to dig that.
It's like putting a pool in, huh?
Yeah. And we were so close to the river that we hit water.
Oh, no.
So we had to put in a pump and an alarm system and some, you know, some drainage lines underneath the concrete work.
Yeah. So that pit's used for what?
For advanced gymnastics training.
Okay.
So the larger vaulting skills that you see, you know, when you're watching the Olympics and you think, wow, how do they learn that skill without hurting themselves? Well, most kids are fortunate enough to be able to turn some of those big skills into the loose foam before they ever have to try it on dry land.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And so you've got a big pit. So you get that. On your website, it shows something about swimming, though. Do you have a pool?
We have two small outdoor pools, which
okay.
we use primarily for the summer camp.
Okay.
So during those hot 100-degree weeks, the summer camp kids can go out there and cool off. But then we also offer lower-level swimming classes and swimming private lessons.
Right. And how many kids, I mean, are you seeing run through your facility every day? Is this like 100 kids or is this 25 kids?
Well, before we moved, we were seeing about 500.
500 in a day?
No, a week.
In a week,
yeah.
But still, 500.
500 unique kids a week.
Unique kids. Okay, some of them keep coming back multiple times through the week.
Right.
Okay.
And the move hurt us quite a bit. And so, and it's very typical for a gymnastics center to lose athletes temporarily through the summer.
Yeah.
To soccer, softball, camping, whatever. And then they'll see a big influx in the fall. And hopefully with the Olympics, we'll see what we call the Olympic boom.
Yep.
However, you know, we are down to about 200 unique children a week.
Okay. Well, that's a problem, right?
It is a problem.
Yeah. So how do you fix that? The Olympic boom, okay, that's one thing you could hope on.
Yeah. And creative marketing, trying to use the social media marketing as much as possible.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure that we're getting the biggest return on our investment as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pay-per-click advertising
right.
on Google and pay-per-like advertising on Facebook.
Okay, then let me hear your pitch. I mean, without it being too pitchy, but let me hear your pitch on when do you start a kid, at what age, of course, and then, you know, what is it that you're telling them that they're going to get out of it?
Well, you know, that again, the students can start as young as 15 months.
Right.
And they're going to learn hand-eye coordination and flexibility and have increased, you know, motor and proprioceptive awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things contribute to reduced injury out in the real world and increased reading abilities and more focus in school. And then as they get older, then you start to realize the benefits of gymnastics as being the core sport. And they can take that into any other sport and they'll be faster, stronger, more flexible. They also learn discipline and they learn to get along with others. They also, you know, learn to manage their time because they've got to go home and do homework after training for 4 hours
right.
and still get their homework done. And most of my gymnasts have a 4.0.
No kidding.
No kidding.
So there's some discipline that comes out of that. And I want to hear more about that when we come back. We're going to come back. We're going to do the Cap Ed in the Community segment. So stay with us for that, please. Brandon Payne joining me here on the program from Bronco Elite. It's BroncoElite.com. This is the Cap Ed Business Hour on Idaho's Money Show. We're back. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO. This is Idaho's Talk Station. I'm Brian Wiley, your financial advisor. We're talking about different stuff this evening. No politics, no markets, none of that stuff. It's just the CapEd Business Hour. And I say just the CapEd Business Hour, not because it's CapEd, because they're awesome. But I'm saying it's simple, right? It's business, but it's not so simple. Entrepreneurship comes with tons of pressure, and you know what? Businesses change. They cycle. Sometimes we have businesses that are changing faster than we're willing to change our own business model to stay up with it. Well, those are the stories we hear on the program. The CapEd Business Hour brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. I would encourage you to go to one of their quality financial institutions here in the Valley. They're great. They're a partner on the program. Well, they're also a partner in my business, I would say, because they're my financial institution for Tree City Advisors. Well, my guest today on the program, Brandon Payne from Bronco Elite. He owns Bronco Elite Gymnastics. You go to BroncoElite.com, learn more about it. Big change. I mean, you move from one facility downtown Boise over by the river. Great place. It'd probably be really easy to get entrenched over there, kind of even almost become lazy to the idea that people are just going to come there. They know where you are. And now you're over in Garden City off of 48th Street, which, by the way, I mean, that's halfway through Garden City.
Right.
But on the other hand, you're closer to the rest of Meridian and Boise, the rest of Boise, Eagle, a lot of places with a lot of kids. That's good, right?
Yeah,
you'd think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think it would be good, but it's also provided some pressure on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do you survive through that?
That's a really good question. We're in the middle of it right now, so I'll let you know.
You're trying to change through that as it goes.
We're trying to change. We're trying to rethink our marketing.
Yeah.
We're trying to rethink how we reach out to schools and let them know that we're there and let parents know that we pick up from schools and
right.
We'll bring them to our facility and teach them gymnastics.
So during that time where you're having to rethink it because your business was big and then it gets smaller, do you have to start contracting or actually starting to get, I mean, you have to scale things down a bit, right?
Absolutely.
Is that scary to you?
It is.
Yeah?
It is. There's nothing worse than having to let an employee go because you don't have enough hours for them or
right.
Take a college student's hours and cut them when you know they need the money and they've been working really hard for you.
And you feel that pressure, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you deal with that? Times you just go home and crumble? Like I did?
Well,
I've done that in the past.
You know, I go home and talk it through with my girlfriend, and
yeah.
She picks me up.
Try to figure out what to do next, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay, Olympics are going on right now. There is, you said, the Olympic
boom.
Boom. Have you been receiving some more attention because of that?
You know, we've been getting what I would call probably a regular amount of phone calls, but
yeah.
We typically will see that boom a little bit later, you know, as parents get their kids enrolled in school and the dust settles a little bit, and then
right.
They say, okay,
we need some activity.
We need some activities. We need to keep these kids busy, and then we'll see this big influx through September.
Yeah.
We have been getting some calls, and a lot of times the parents will be referring to the Olympics as they – my daughter was watching the Olympics, and we couldn't keep her from jumping off the couch and doing a cartwheel down the hallway.
She's the natural, yes.
She's driving us crazy.
Right.
We want her to be doing these things in a safe environment.
Yeah. If somebody wants to get their child started at 10 years old, do you have stuff that you can do for them?
Oh, absolutely.
Like what?
Yeah, we have rec classes for all ages. So the 10-year-old, we would just bring them in and start them in our basic recreational classes. And then some athletes learn very, very quickly, and if they wanted to go on to the traditional competitive team, which is called the Junior Olympic Program,
okay,
which actually has almost nothing to do with the Olympics, then they absolutely could do that. I mean, there's been a lot of great, you know, college athletes that have been late starters that have started at 10, 12, 13. But then also we've got a newer program. It's called an Excel program, and that gives students who are late bloomers or don't have the time to invest the opportunity to compete, but it's a lot smaller financial and time commitment.
What does a family expect to spend? I mean, if you put a 6-year-old into the program, and I mean, do you put them, is it kind of like a batch, like you put them in and they're going to be in it for 6 weeks and then they're done and then they make a decision, do they want to continue? How does that work?
Well, some gyms do sessions where you're committed
okay.
to 2, 3, or 4 month session.
Okay.
And then we run ours month to month because okay. we find that athletes develop at all different rates, and
okay.
we want to be able to move them from month to month and keep the classes fluid.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the family of a six-year-old could expect to spend $50-$60 a month.
Yeah.
On a one-hour recreational class once a week.
Wow. That seems pretty cheap. I mean, and there's not a lot of equipment that's needed for a gymnast. Here's your shorts and your T-shirt. Go have fun.
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to, right?
Yeah. And then a lot of times those parents will, you know, drop their kids off and then run two blocks down the street to Fred Meyer and do their grocery shopping and then come back and pick their athlete up.
Right. So what's it like for the older, you said level 8, 9, 10 kids. What happens when they come in there? What's their, you said 4 hours of training. What are they doing? They walk in, what do they do?
You know, they go straight from school to the gym, mm-hmm. and then they change into their Leos and come out on the floor, and then we do about a 15-minute warm-up,
okay.
and then we give them their instructions for their first event or rotation. And then they'll go through, you know, 3 45-minute rotations and then condition for a half hour.
Condition and, like what? Running?
Primarily, you know, free body movement.
Okay.
So plyometrics, pull-ups, push-ups.
I mean, this is...
Rope climbs with no legs.
What? Can you do that?
I still can.
You can? I don't know if you could haul me up on a rope, actually.
I couldn't carry anything up a rope, but I could carry myself up a rope.
Yeah, with no legs.
With no legs.
Just pulling themselves up. And some of these smaller kids can do it, huh?
Some of the smaller kids are the best ones. I have one athlete, Chloe, who can stack her legs up with ankle weights, and she can still go up and down the rope with...
And pull herself up.
Oh, yeah. I've got
all arm strength.
Yeah, I've got two other athletes who do it, too, and... They enjoy the challenge. They're doing it during their snack break.
Yeah.
They'll go out there and do extra rope climbs.
What's the wear and tear on a young athlete's body when they're really hitting it hard and trying to be competitive?
You know, for the most part, if it's well managed, they actually end up stronger and healthier than most other athletes. Gymnasts have really high bone density if they're getting their nutritional needs at home. But every once in a while, we'll get an overuse injury, some shin splints, or a pulled muscle or a rolled ankle, and then we'll just have to take some time off and then gradually bring them back. And, you know, gymnastics coaches are really good about providing, you know, in-gym physical therapy to help with the recovery process. We'll take the list from the physical therapist and have them do it two or three times during the workout.
Brandon Payne joining me here on the program. BroncoElite.com is the website. It's interesting to me. This is, like I said, I'm actually a big fan of gymnastics. I like watching it on TV. I don't watch it all. I watch the Olympics like most people do. Every 4 years I get my gymnastics exposure. Every once in a while I'll see something else. But the way I see it is it's always been a support athletics for other athletics as well, meaning I actually think that kids would be, they would be better mountain bike riders if they had had gymnastics as a background. They would be better skiers. They would be better in football or in baseball just because they learned the body movement. And again, that goes back to that word, proprioception,
right.
Knowing where their body is without actually having to look down and see where it is. I mean, you know where your hands are going to end up and things like that. You had talked about discipline. And kids getting good grades, why? What happens? Why?
It's survival, I think. They don't have very much time to get it done, so they just go home and they get to the books. And the parents, obviously, have to help in that area as well. But our kids are dedicated. They're disciplined. They go home. They get their homework done.
Right.
And it's they don't have enough time to goof off. They don't have any time to get into trouble. And most of our athletes that stick with gymnastics, you know, they have the mindset to work towards something until it's accomplished because that's what it takes to do gymnastics. And they're able to do that with their schoolwork as well.
And there's a lot of failing that happens to the time where they finally get the success, right?
Oh, absolutely. But they learn how to pick themselves up and go at it again.
Yeah.
And it's a great life lesson for them to take on.
I don't want to talk about my son too much, but this is one area I'm going to do it. He missed like 20 days of school last year as a seventh grader. He still ended up getting almost straight A's through the ski season or during the entire year. And missing all those days, he had very limited times to do his homework. He trains 5 days a week in skis, which is a lot of time considering there's an hour up and an hour down to get to the mountain. That discipline is making that kid so much stronger, and he's doing it because he likes it. The other thing about ski racing, 120 kids will start, one kid wins. 119 kids lose. It is a life lesson. I dig that. And so gymnastics is always, I've always considered to be very similar to that, where these kids are intense. To be good at it, it requires a lot of attention on their side as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. I love what you do. Let's talk about your business in itself. And you've got a lot of liability and a lot of pressure on you right now. How do you stay modern with the business when you're dealing with a sport that is, you know, hundreds of years old? These kids want to do something, you know, new, and they want to be flipping, doing triple flips or whatever it is off of everything. We'll talk about that when we come back. Brandon Payne joining me here on the program. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580KIDO. This is the CapEd Business Hour. We're back at Idaho's Money Show on 580KIDO. The Team Super of Nampa Studio Hotline's closed this evening. We'll have that back open the next time you listen to the program. It is the CapEd Business Hour. Brandon Payne joining me here on the program from Bronco Elite. BroncoElite.com is his website. Of course, you can go visit his facility, 20,000 square feet of it, on around 48th Street on Chinden.
Correct.
Down there. Easy to find.
Half a block off of Chinden. 48th Street.
Yeah, obviously to the east, I would guess, right?
The main entrance is on Fenton Avenue.
Is that where Moxie Java is?
Moxie Java's on 50th.
So just before that.
Just before that.
Okay, got it. Big facility, all kinds of cool stuff going on as far as in your facility. Kids are there. A lot of girls compared to boys?
Yes, absolutely. We've got probably 180 girls and 20 boys.
Why is that?
You know, kids just don't think gymnastics is cool anymore.
All kids are just boys or girls?
Well,
or
primarily boys.
Right.
You know, boys' programs are shrinking all over the country, and, you know, there's only a handful of men's NCAA programs out there anymore, where there's, you know, over 80 women's NCAA programs.
Okay. So do you think, and this is just maybe my ideas with this one, which is a lot of the extreme sports that the kids are doing, that's where the boys want to be now, right?
That's right.
Okay. But don't you think that they would do those extreme sports better if they would have had this background?
Oh, absolutely. Rock climbing, parkour, mountain biking, whatever they want to do. Aerial skiing, absolutely.
Yep. Okay. I don't see this any other way, which is they can go and go directly into those programs to do that. Let's say, give me a sport that the kids are all wanting to do. Did you say parkour?
Right.
Do they actually do that as an organized sport?
I don't know. That's
I don't
a good
know.
Question. That's probably something I should know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I don't know. I'll just take one. How about park skiing? I'll say park skiing that they do because skiing is my world. Park skiing. Those kids would be better park skiers had they had gymnastics at a background. But I think that they think that they're going to get right into park skiing and get to competitive levels. But maybe to add that competitive edge, they should have had that gymnastics background, right?
Right.
See, I don't get it. But the parents aren't forcing kids or encouraging kids to go and say, well, we got to get the fundamentals down.
If they did, they would see a lot less injury, I think.
Yeah. What about burnout rate? When you have these kids that long, you said, you know, 500 kids turns into 20.
Well, you know, I like to think of it more like on the team level. So once some athletes enter the team, you know, you might see 20 athletes at a particular level, and that'll eventually, you know, shrink down to maybe 5 athletes in a particular level.
Right. And that's just where it goes. It's kind of natural, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, some of the kids are just, they kind of go off and go find something else that they like to do more.
This is true.
Yeah.
You know, they get a lot of pressure from their friends to come hang out after school. You know, once they enter the teenage years, they want more time to themselves. And
right.
Their friends are like, oh, why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? And, oh, I got to go train gym.
Yeah.
You know, and they're kids, right? So they don't understand that gymnastics is making them, you know, a better person, and that they're going to have all these life tools to take with them, but they see all their friends out there going to Roaring Springs and playing.
Maybe screwing around a little bit, though, too. Because,
getting into some trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So you talked about grades and GPA that the kids that are going through the upper levels of your program are getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Their grades are great. Most of them have 4.0s, and I would say 100% of them have over 3.5. And, you know, I want to say that year after year, one of the top ranking sports in the NCAA for average GPA is women's gymnastics.
And what do these people go on to do in career after? I mean, when you, and I'm not talking about the Olympians, I'm talking about the people that maybe did gymnastics either all the way up to college or through college. I mean, they're probably attaining some pretty high level careers, aren't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, when I track some of the athletes that have graduated from Boise State University, you see them go down all sorts of different paths, but nearly every athlete in the gym is usually talking about something to do with the human body. You know, they're interested in physical therapy or nursing or being a doctor or, you know, becoming a surgeon.
Or healthcare of some sort, but dietitians, all these things, right?
Yeah, nutrition, sports psychology, they become very interested in those types of things.
You work with the kids on all those things too? Diet, nutrition?
You know, we provide them with some nutritional suggestions, and mm-hmm. we do some, you know, educational classes with them and the parents sometimes. And we do some sports psychology in the gym as well. But we never tell the athletes what to eat or put them on a strict diet.
Right. So just for people's information, you guys offer fun stuff too for maybe kids that don't want to get wrapped up in the program on a regular basis, but maybe have a party down there. Then go down there and have tumbling, guided, safe.
You bet. Come down and do a hosted birthday party. We do the work and the kids and their friends get to have a private open gym.
Yep. And the kids can bounce off the walls, literally.
Literally.
Yeah. And do you have all the cool stuff, too? They can hang and swing. And
we got ropes and in-ground trampolines and a bounce house.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. I know a lot of people listen to this program that have connections to kids. Maybe you've got kids or maybe you're a grandparent where there's kids around. I'd highly encourage you to take them down. Show them Bronco Elite. Meet Brandon. Tell Brandon that you heard it on the program. Love to see Brandon getting involved with a lot of outside sports. I'd love to see if you guys had some foothold with kids that are playing football or baseball, these things. I think they'll become better players because of it. So good luck to you, Brandon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining me here on the program. It's the CapEd Business Hour. Certainly appreciate CapEd Credit Union. If you have not visited one of their 10 facilities here in the Treasure Valley, please go do it. They're outstanding people. All decisions and management is done here locally. So that means you also get the local care. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO. I am Brian Wiley. You can go to BroncoElite.com. Check out the website for Brandon. Check out our website as well. It's Idaho'sMoneyShow.com. Thanks for visiting us. Thanks for listening to our program. Have a great night.